It's a detached garage, so yeah, it does require some being outside for a few seconds to get between the house and the garage. On some seasons, that's a little more bearable than others, but it is what it is with that. The Gila quad is, I don't know if you ever seen those. They look like squares or diamonds. There's like a lake. So instead of like for the Yagi, you have, driven element, and then you have like, direct and reflector element stuff going in there too. Well, Gila quad is the same thing, but it's full wave loops. And they're arranged in a way you still have a driven element, you have a reflector, in my case two directors, and what they do is that's almost like having two stacked Yagis, and it's also you don't have to mess with matching, impedance matching stuff, because the way everything's arranged, your impedance is usually around 50 ohms for the frequency it's tuned to. So that's when I found out about that design. Actually, an old ham actually gave me a frame and said, yeah, this is a frame. You just wrap some aluminum wire or aluminum the tubers, whatever you got, around it, and then you lengthen or shorten each element. That was a little painful, but I got it working pretty well. So, and then I got it out on an old TV antenna rotator, and then that's bolted onto an aluminum mast. So that's about as high as I can get without, getting a tower, and that's going to need XYL approval.